October 23rd. Jesus says, you add your holy year in your 50th year. You add me in a way only you know. And you are remaining in this jubilee year of yours until it turns into your eternal century of heavenly peace. But the holy year that will come must be marked by a special character. The Marian character. The extraordinary holy year was celebrated for the 19th centennial of my passion. Infinite wisdom would love there to be a celebration of this other centennial as well, of the glorious assumption of my mother into heaven, and to have this celebration give a special character to the next holy year. Infinite wisdom would love to have this duty, this need, and this farsightedness be felt as regards providing a note of Marian triumph, and thus a stimulus for devotion to Mary, your salvation, in this terrible conclusion to this terrible century in which the complete opening of the seven seals may take place, as God's punishment, in the next holy year. For too many centuries now Christendom has been awaiting this triumphal proclamation of the Virgin Mother, taken up into heaven by God, to be a joy for God, whose living temple on earth she was, and the queen of the heavenly choirs, and the people of the saints. Many of the seals have in reality already been opened. But woe if they were all opened, or should come to be. Hasten the hour of the triumph of the woman, foundress of the lineage of those marked with the sign of the servants of God, the chosen whose dwelling is heaven. Hasten the hour of Mary's triumph over Satan, the world, matter, and death, overcome by us twice, overcome in her as a creature too, in her not knowing the spiritual death of sin, in addition to not knowing death in her flesh, which was not corrupted and lives here. Hasten the hour of Mary's triumph. Let the men, women, and children of the one, holy, Catholic, Apostolic, and Roman Church join the angels, headed by Michael, so that the dragon with seven heads, 10 horns, and 7 accursed diadems, the 7 seductions, will be cast down for a certain period and Christendom will have time to gather together, and fortify itself in charity and faith and close ranks as a defense for the final battle. Woe if the woman dressed in purple and scarlet, where the unclean beast with blasphemous names sets his throne, were to be proclaimed queen before the queen of the angels and men is proclaimed with infallible words, the woman dressed in sunlight, whose feet tread upon the moon, and whose head is crowned with stars. There cannot be a second redemption carried out by me, Christ. But there can still be one to save a greater number of spirits from the coils of hell, that of glorious Mary. In devotion to her lies the secret of the last redemption. If they hear me in the words of the work, you know who you should communicate these other words to.